Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When you commit to something, the objective is to focus on it as you move towards it. Your level of commitment will rise to match what's up ahead. Have you ever told someone you were committed and turned around? Have you ever joined a group, an auxiliary, a committee, a team, or been promoted at work and gave your word regarding how you would conduct yourself? Did you follow through? Are you holding back anything? Are you saying, if they would do this, then I would do that? Are you waiting on someone else to go first? Have you left everything that does not serve where you're going behind? Are you thinking about going back to what you used to do? Opportunity will come your way, but it will not wait on you. Opportunity is very busy and has a lot to accomplish. If you're next in line, you have to be ready now. Don't wait until opportunity knocks. Position yourself so when it comes, you can flow with it. Opportunity has momentum, and momentum is a leader's best friend. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21, it is written, "So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Please let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you.' And he said to him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to you?' So Elijah turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen, slaughtered them, and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant." In this narrative, Elijah was told by God to anoint Elisha as his successor. So Elisha found him plowing in the field and threw his mantle on him. Elisha was working in his occupation as a farmer, and his future passed by him with an opportunity to serve. Elisha ran after his opportunity, leaving everything he used to do behind. He killed the oxen and gave the oxen's equipment to the other farmers. Elisha committed to following Elisha. Elijah's commitment to follow Elijah was so determined that he made sure he would not return to what he used to do by killing the oxen he plowed with and giving the equipment away. He had no plans of turning back. He was committed to the service of God and Elijah. Elisha was a successful farmer. He left a successful business to follow God. He left friends, family, occupation, and familiar surroundings to serve Elijah, the man of God. What are you still holding on to that's hindering you from being totally committed to God? What are you looking back on that's blocking you from moving forward? What have you put on hold just in case God's plan does not work out your way? Leave it behind and run after your purpose and become a servant. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.